sure you feel much better today than you did the other day. So can you talk a little bit about sort of the last 48 hours and what you did in between the two matches to turn it around?
Well, basically, yes, you're right. I felt much better on the court, and but still it was not one of my best. That's fair to say. But yeah, I think that's a beauty of this event, that one day you can be swept out from the court like I did, and or I've been actually, and in 2 days' time you can come up and you can play a different tennis. So, well, basically there were no miracles in that time in between the matches, but you know, I just had a good practice session yesterday, get rest, get you know, refocus again, and go for another match. And more importantly, is like you know, stay, you know, the self-confident and self-belief, and really just keep on going, keep on pushing, and you're not gonna get nothing for free. You just have to work for it hard, and that's it.
Thomas, you've always lost your first match at the season end championships, and then you've always won your second match. Is that because it's taken you some time to settle on court, or perhaps because you're always playing a higher ranked opponent in the first match? Why is it?
Well, you can see it both ways, as you mentioned it, and you know, I think it's very typical tournament which we have just once a year, and you know, somebody's more flexible to adapt for that and bring up the best tennis right away from the beginning and play great. Me, takes some time, so you know, hopefully there is the third one, and well, definitely it's gonna be with the toughest opponent that pretty much I can get here, but you know, the chances are still there, and it's just about, you know, hitting the ball and playing some tennis.
Thomas, if I'm not mistaken, all of your years at the year-end championships have been here in London. The contract goes to next year. So I'm just wondering, what are your feelings about keeping the event here in London? You know, what's your experience, and, you know, what do you think, you know, from a calendar point of view, from an atmosphere point of view, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say there are two points of that, and I'm not pretty much the right one who can decide between them. One is definitely that I never experienced anything before, but what I experienced last 5 years, it's incredible event with great atmosphere with the spectators. They come up every day, fill up the stadium and make a great atmosphere. That's why we play tennis. That's why, you know, it's that's the best feeling when you step on court and you have a crowd like that. Of course, the hospitality and so on. It's on the highest level. And the other one, it's just pretty much a question: why not give the opportunities and bring to the tennis and the World Tour Finals just a different part of the world? That's the only thing. And it's hard to choose between these two options, and it's definitely not my job to do that.
Well, congratulations first. I don't. It's not like I'm going to take something away from your win, but you played Marin quite a few times this year. How would you rate his performance? Was it one of the worst, as I see it, this year? And maybe in all of your 10 meetings so far?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to judge all the 10 meetings. Then we're going to be here for a long time. Let's do the last one, and let's put it this way. I mean, it's match as any other, and we both, or me personally, are just trying to come up to the court and try to play the best as I can, trying to prepare for that. I didn't have the greatest start of this event at all, and I was able to come up and change something and play better tennis. So, you know, let's put it this way: with the way he played, he would never win a US Open.
Thomas, back here. what are your thoughts on Novak in the next round robin match?
I'm gonna try to, you know, maybe 3-4 games that would be better from the last time. You know, so, well, that experience was really experience, you know, and so, as I said, after my first match, it couldn't be worse than that. So let's see if, you know, it's pretty much same scenario for that. It couldn't be pretty much worse than that as well. But, you know, it's always a huge challenge to play number one player in the world, and the way he's playing and where are we playing, it's you know, pretty much all set up for him and for his game, and that's how it is. So for me, it's gonna be great to play a match with him, maybe the last of the season, maybe not, but even if it's the last one, it's with the number one player in the world, and it's really, as I said, a huge challenge, and I'm gonna try to, you know, bring all I have, what is left in me, and challenge him.
Thomas, it's been 7 matches, 7 pretty quick straight setters. Are you surprised by that, and why do you think that has happened?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, the tennis is so, you know, it could go really either way, and it's not about that, you know, that something is wrong or not. It's just that's how it is, and that's the fact, and I don't think that we have to look for it more deeply, just take it as a fact, and that's it.
Just one quick follow-up and then another question, but you would have no problem then traveling to the Middle East or Asia or somewhere else at the year-end championships?
Well, of course, that's what I'm saying, you know, that's let's see what are the advantages there, you know, if there is something what they can come up with, yeah, better possibilities or something like that, let's do that. If not, my personally, I have it 1.5-hour flight, so for me, the London is great.
And secondly, there was a recent naming of several Italian tennis players in a soccer match-fixing investigation, and I'm just wondering, what is your level of concern about match-fixing in tennis?
Well, honestly, I don't know much about it, and I'm not the one that who's looking really for any single news and every single thing, and I just believe that, you know, there is a certain people or the right people who's going to take care of it, who's going to deal with that, who's going to make it, you know, clear from our sport, and that's it. And even if there is some or there is no, I mean, we have to always wait for, you know, the last verdicts or whatever it is, then it's not good for our sport. But if it's going to be clean, then that's how it should be done.
From Serbian television, in your game, it's a lot about belief. Do you believe that you can, with your best game, and you said even today this was not the best tennis you can play, you can challenge Novak Djokovic?
Yeah, well, it's been just twice I did it, and I bet him, you know, so it's, we're talking about one of the best players in our sport, so it's not gonna happen in pretty much every single match, and of course it's about the self-belief, and I'm here to do my best, to go on court and try to play the best tennis, and hopefully I'm gonna be successful. And but, you know, I also have the experience when I played quite a good tennis and it didn't work out at all. Then I didn't play my best tennis. I was really 6-2, 5-2 down, and then all of a sudden I turned the match around and I won. So I think that's just the beauty of the tennis, and every match it's different, and, you know, just get ready, be prepared, and just go for it.
Hi, first of all, I want to praise you for your sense of humor, because you are great on Twitter, you're becoming better and better on press conferences, so it's coming out, and Instagram. And apart from that, well, in the year 2009, there were 10 matches out of 15 at the Masters, at the ATP Finals, you went to the third set. Now you say it's a fact that seven matches went on just two sets. Do you think there is a difference maybe from before and now? Maybe now players are more satisfied, less they have less hunger, because once you lose the first set, okay, you can, I don't say quit, but I mean, you don't fight as much to come back. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, provoke a clever question. Never answer, sorry.
Well, I think the best is if you're gonna go and you're gonna see all the guys and ask them personally what they think about their matches. So me personally, I would say no, because it's I've lost pretty bad match in the first day, and there is not much else I can do. It's just, you know, recover from that, try to change few things, try to do it better, and then come up stronger for the next one, and that's what I did. So in my point of view, it's no for what you were mentioning here, and I hope it's also no from the other guys. But you know, I think only them they can judge it the best, and they can say how they feel, what's their approach, and what they can do.